Welcome to the In Any Event podcast, the show where I don't care if it's not that deep. Today's show is going to focus on the red herring and how it applies to the MLS. I will also be discussing how GitHub Copilot raises a lot of questions about what cheating really is. Just a reminder, our new card is up, so if you need to follow us on a social media platform, or you'd like to listen to the podcast on a different platform, those links are up on that site. That is inanyevent.card.co. That is card with two R's. Alright, so for today's first topic, we're talking about, looks like, MLS. So basically, what happens a lot with MLS, and for those that don't know, MLS is Major League Soccer. It's essentially the number one soccer or football league in the United States. And it comes under a lot of fire from other places around the world because they see what they think of as poor play going on. And to some extent, yeah, it is pretty damn poor. But I feel like when we see a lot of people saying that, oh yeah, well, MLS is a trash league, MLS is a terrible league, I don't really know who's arguing that MLS is some amazing league. Like, it's one thing to say that, like, let's say for instance, like MLS is as good as whatever league in Europe. Like if we were saying that, then that would make sense in that context to say that, oh well, MLS is trash. Like, that would at least make sense. You could make that argument. But I feel like what ends up happening is that no one actually thinks that the MLS is that good, because let's think about it. So the people over in Europe and wherever else, internationally, see many clips. There are a lot of clips of MLS being pretty fucking terrible. But what they see about it is that their leagues are just better. Our league is bad, which is fair enough. Okay, so none of them think that our league is particularly good. You have the people in the US that don't watch football, of which there are many, who see those same moments and think the league is bad, which again is kind of fair, but, and you know, they think the league is bad. And then you have the people in the US that are watching MLS. And I think with those people, even we don't see the MLS as even a good league. Like, it's one thing to say like MLS is decent. Like, I think MLS is slightly better than the rap that it gets around the world. But honestly, I have not seen an MLS fan that has ever said that it's like, that has ever said seriously that MLS is on par with pretty much any major league in Europe. I've seen moments where, especially from the Bundesliga, because I can get that on ESPN Plus or whatever, and I see moments from low, like bottom half of the table Bundesliga games, and it's pretty shocking, like, to the degree that I see in most MLS games. But that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I want to make here is that No one is trying to say that the MLS is even a good league. Like, no one's even trying to say it's on the level with, like, a Portuguese or a Dutch league. And that's no offense to those leagues, definitely. But those are definitely, like, the next step down from, like, the big five or six leagues in Europe. I think it's five. That would be six or seven. But from those leagues, like, that's probably the next step down to, like, what is it, like, Benfica, Ajax, those teams are in there, where there are good teams, but for the most part, I think that would be probably about the MLS's level, except for maybe those top teams. But the other thing is that MLS isn't really, yeah, no one is trying to say that the MLS is that. And that's where the red herring comes in. When you look at that from the outside perspective and say, well, of course the league is bad. Like literally turning the entire thing into calling the league bad. I mean, sure, like you could just say, oh, I'm trying to paint the league as better than it is. No, I know the league is bad. It's like telling someone who's new to a game that they're bad at it. Like, of course they are. They haven't been doing this very long. No one's trying to say that. And that's what a red herring is. It's making an argument that doesn't have relevance. And in that case, it just doesn't have relevance, because no one is trying to say in the first place that MLS is even close to on the level of, like, pretty much any relevant European league. So I think the major thing that can be taken away from this is just the huge amount of traction that people making this argument get in like social media threads on YouTube. It's really telling how powerful that the logical fallacy that the red herring is can be. And I think the main thing to take away from this is how incredibly important it is to spot this specific logical fallacy, because of how much, not necessarily misinformation, but also just general rudeness. Like, this isn't really trying to win an argument. It's someone trying to win an argument that never happened, not necessarily taking irrelevance to win an argument. So that red herring can spread misinformation, especially to people who don't really know what's going on. You know, I watch MLS. I know it's not the greatest league in the world, but to make it out to be like this snobby league that thinks it's as good as the leagues in Europe is just not what MLS is about. And I feel like the misinformation that red herrings can spread is a terrible thing, and this shows just how powerful it can be. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we are going to move on to talk about GitHub Copilot and how cheating might not be what you think it is. All right, so for those who don't know, GitHub Copilot is a thing that exists. And basically what it is essentially a service from GitHub, which is sort of a code sharing and uploading service that will complete your code for you, or complete at least parts of your code for you. It draws from its own base of code to find bits of code that it thinks will be useful for your projects, and allows you to implement them pretty easily, which, as you might be able to tell, draws a lot of concern, because obviously this sounds like, especially in a school setting, it could be cheating. Cheating really is a hot topic of discussion in educational spaces, mostly because it doesn't seem like anyone really knows what it means. On the surface, it really does look like GitHub Copilot could be considered cheating, because, I mean, you are copying someone else's code and putting it into your own program, and you are not typing everything out yourself. But I don't think a lot of times that should really fall under the category of cheating. In order to find out what cheating is, you have to find out what the purpose of education is, and how could a shortcut potentially harm that educational process. That is what cheating would be. Is there potential meaningful learning that students are missing out on because they are using GitHub Copilot or whatever it is that someone might consider cheating? In this case, it's hard for me to say it is. I mean, you look at this, you see, okay, it's sort of like code autocomplete, which may seem like cheating, but honestly, a lot of coding is thinking of what you want to do and solving problems around what you're writing. It's not just about typing the code in. That is a very small step of the process. In fact, I believe you use the same skills in implementing other people's code into your own as you do to just type things out yourself. No one block of code, especially one generated by an AI, is going to give you anything close to perfect. And in bigger programs, especially the ones you'd use for school projects, that is not going to integrate seamlessly. And it is a huge part of any coding project to have that ability to look things up and know what it means. Because you think about people can sometimes get critical, like, oh, you just look that up. Well, a lot of times when people say that, they don't realize that some concepts, especially writing computer programs, becomes more of a puzzle when you start looking things up, because you really have to start thinking, is this what I want? Is this relevant? Especially in an argumentational sense for like other disciplines, you have to do like it's research. It's part of the process, and integrating research into the process, especially for something like this, cannot be considered cheating. It's just, it fits the same job description as was originally intended. And I think there's no way something can be cheating when it really fits that mold so well. I like to relate things like this to accommodations, maybe for disabled folks, where you're not really making it any easier for them than it would be for someone else to do. Like, of course I could type out this huge block of code. Of course I could figure it out in some amount of time to do this on my own. But so much more of my thinking can go to what I'm actually trying to convey than just finding some syntax or thinking about something I don't know for half an hour. I can really get into what I was trying to do and really learn something about the way I'm typing my code if it becomes this sort of auto-complete-y thing where I don't have to focus on every single little line I type to make sure it's right, and instead focus on bigger picture and not so much on, did I remember the semicolon at the end of this line? Did I do this? Did I do that? And more on the actual completion of a project that in the end won't be made won't be made too significantly easier by this, especially by experienced programmers who will probably just use it for single line auto completion and things like that. The final bottom line is that cheating is only cheating because you're taking a real shortcut that diminishes learning ability. That is what cheating truly is. And to really find out if something is cheating, you just need to look and see, okay, how does this diminish my ability to learn? How does this diminish my ability to do this job, whatever it is? And I feel like that's the only situation where cheating can really come into play. Because if you're just making things easier on yourself, you can't say that's cheating, because those are tools that will likely be very available and very useful, especially in the case of GitHub Copilot. I'm sure that if it is implemented correctly, it could become something very great for the future of programming. I say it could. I definitely say it could. It could be a fucking disaster. But I'm not here to speculate on that. I'm just here to tell you how cheating works. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of In Any Event. We'll have another episode coming up in a couple of weeks. And as always, if you need to reach out to us in a DM, follow us on Twitter or Instagram, or check us out on a different podcasting platform, you can go to inanyevent.card.co. That's card with two R's. And remember, don't take these things as seriously as I do.